SBS हिंदी।
तो दोस्तों, कल हमने चर्चा की थी आपके साथ मिस इंडिया ऑस्ट्रेलिया 2019 की, जो कि राजसूरी ब्यूटी पैजेंट में जीत चुकी हैं सृष्टि अग्रवाल। और आज हम बात करेंगे मिसेस ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया 2019 करिश्मा भोजवानी के साथ। हेलो करिश्मा।
हाय, हाउ आर यू?
गुड, कंग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन बीइंग सिलेक्टेड मिसेस इंडिया ऑस्ट्रेलिया 2019। हाउ डज इट फील?
थैंक यू सो मच, इट फील्स ग्रेट। इट्स सच एन ऑनर to be representing India and Australia at the same time.
Right. So how many contestants will be there for the finale?
We'll have around 16 contestants from all over the world.
Right. And who's your ideal in life, Karishma?
My ideal in life would be my grandmother, because she was truly an embodiment of love. And the way she greeted everyone, the way she fed everyone, the way she looked at everyone, the way she simply took care of everyone. Any time I have any issue in life or any situation in life where I feel like how I should act, I do think of my grandmother, because she just oozes love, and that for me is beautiful.
Absolutely. So you feel love is a very strong aspect of life that motivates you. What would be your motto in life?
My motto in life is to truly be the best version of yourself and just do your best and leave the rest to God.
So you were mentored and trained by Raj Suri. How much did that help you?
Yes, that definitely helped me a lot. He's very good in shaping you and taking out your strengths and turning your weaknesses into something you can be proud of instead of hiding them and covering them as flaws. So he was very helpful.
And what do you think your winning point was? What was the greatest strength on the basis of which you won this title?
I think it's the overall personality, it's the vibe that you give out. As Raj Suri says, it's like a spark in the eye, and that's something that he looks for.
So, having won this, what message would you give to other aspirants?
Because I won the Mrs. India Australia 2019, I'd like to say that, you know, a lot of women, I mean, as we're little girls, we dream a lot, we have all these ambitions. Everyone asks us, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, you know, we grow up shaping this personality that we want to be and this somebody that we want to be. But as we grow up and we get married, society somehow tells us that you can't achieve these things, dreams stop, life stops, and you just got to go your duties. And I feel like that's not true. Marriage is an opportunity for chapter two. And you can achieve everything that you want to achieve, and there's no reason to stop your life or change your life in any way.
Right. So you feel it's equally easy for a person who's a married woman to fulfill their dreams, their ambitions, and their goals in life. So
yes.
How much time do you have for hobbies, and what are your hobbies?
So I'm a UX designer, so I worked in design innovation as my day job. Apart from that, I do a lot of different things, such as dancing, singing, acting, having my own radio show. So I'm constantly doing creative things, so that's what truly keeps me happy. I'm a true creative at heart, so I'm including my day job, it is creative, but I'm constantly doing creative things. That's what really keeps me happy. It keeps my soul on fire.
So where do you go from here? What are your future plans?
My future plans are to keep doing what I'm doing and hope to be a role model for all these women, beautiful women out there who want to be something and but think that maybe marriage stops them. But I want to show other beautiful women that that's not true. You can do everything.
Sure. Thanks for your time today, and I wish you all the best for the grand finale.
Thank you so much. Thank
Pleasure.
You so much, Kumud.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।